boy that was running on there come up and told Daddy, said, I want you to come down and kill some of them turkeys. Name was Bull, Butch Bull. He had a sister called Bob, and Dad and plenty of worship, an old hot bird hunting buddy he is, went down there. Rode up the house, and Bob come to the door, and Dad said, Bob, where's Budge at? He said, he went over across the creek to stake his horse in the crap grass. And they went on across there, and said, Budge, where's them turkeys? He said, right there in that old treetop a while ago that's burnt up and watering in them ashes. And they killed 17 of them. And they wasn't too big to just fry them, you know, like a frying chicken. They was really good.
I only had one wild turkey, but it was good. I think it was boiled or stewed, but it was a dandy. Where'd you store your clothes in the early days? Well, perhaps not at first. You probably had a trunk then, didn't you?
Yeah, and then they'd make a little place to call to the house, you know, and curtain it all, hang them in there.
Mm-hmm. Something like a closet?
Yeah, something along that style.
How long before you got built-ins?
Oh, there's 30 years for them kids to have much built-ins. Man, it's mounted in there.
Did you ever have any of those movable ones that you could hang your clothes in and move around the room?
Oh, not till about 10 years ago they had some of them.
They're pretty handy, aren't they?
Yeah.
What do you call those things?
Clothes closet is all I ever heard it called. I don't know.
That's the one that's built in, or the one that you can move?
The ones you move around.
Did you ever have any trouble in the summer with things eating your woolen clothes?
No, we never did have no trouble them days. Them days, they wasn't everything like they is now.
Mm-hmm.
They just wasn't. That's just like the farming deal and the fruit deal and everything else. They didn't have no trouble with nothing then. Now then, you've got to start the fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Farming, you've got to start. When you first start, you got to start. These old boys, I went to cotton patch with them yesterday even down there. They've sprayed it two or three times already. And it's about time for another. And you know that eats up some of your profit when you keep doing that.
You bet it does. And you get in that insect spray and you get sick too.
Yeah, and Luther, he can't stand it. He can't get in there. It eats him up.
Hmm.
I wonder with him here a while back to inspect this cotton over here that he's got about 25 or 30 acres across a creek over there. They'd sprayed it 2 days or 3 days before that, but you could see it all on top of the leaves. And of course, I thought I was a little tough. I'd pull them stalks around and look, trying to find some squares that fell over grubs in them. Walked through there, and when we got out of there, I said, now let's get down to the ranch and get some water. I want to wash my hands. That stuff's eating on my hands and on my eyes and right here on my legs. I said, it's chilling on me. I'm going to have to learn to stay out of it, little boy.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been with the wolves around here, and you better keep your dogs out of that cotton patch after they.
Mm-hmm.